Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation. They say a man was shot to death just before 10 o'clock Saturday night near the intersection of South Holt Street and West Jeff Davis Avenue. So far, police have not released the victim's name and no arrests have been made. Prattville police are searching for a shooting suspect. This happened on North Northington Street near Bent Tree Drive. Police say the victim was taken to Baptist South Hospital with life-threatening injuries. So far, no arrests have been made. And four Alabama counties are receiving some federal funding after Hurricane Michael. FEMA is providing money to pay for 75% of costs related to the storm. The funding is going to Dale, Geneva, Henry, and Houston counties. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking news this morning out of London, the announcement from Kensington Palace. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are expecting a baby.
They announced the news to the royal family at their cousin Eugenie's wedding on Friday.
A mass to celebrate new saints, including two controversial figures, the slain Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero, also canonized Pope Paul VI.
First Man was the third man when it came to the box office this weekend. Venom easily stayed on top of the chart in its second outing with $35.7 million this weekend.
A 1945 Pinot Noir was sold at Sotheby's for $558,000. It was a record price for one bottle of wine.
Chattered back. Dodgers win. And this NLCS is tied at a game apiece.
Back against the wall, makes the catch. The ball game is over. Series all even at one apiece. That's a big win for Boston. The first loss of the postseason for the Houston Astros. What a finish to that one.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right, 272-9228. First time caller, since you let Joey, the producer, know, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And Joey, you were telling me some stuff you got at Fresh Market.
Yeah, I had a cheat day. Instead of getting some meat and some steak, which I'll get back to this week, I decided to get some sweets.
So tell me, I didn't know that they had some of the stuff that you...
Oh, they had a super fudge brownie. Four of them, but one was like big, man. Real big, like 3 inches, like a 3x2 brownie. Like,
man.
About 3/4 of an inch thick, all slathered with fudge and icing. Mmm, it was good.
God.
And then they have this stuff
My
that
diabetes is going to get into the mirror then.
They have this other stuff that is advertised, branded as edible cookie dough.
Yeah?
And it says, do not bake, only eat. And I got the one called the Monster, which had peanut butter, oats, chocolate chips, and M&Ms.
Where do I find it? Where were these things hiding? Because I haven't seen
them. That would be kind of in the section where the milk and the bacon, and right next to the bakery on the left, where that, yes.
Where the cheese and milk
is. The cheese and all that is, yes.
I gotta hit that.
It was a great cheat meal. It was so awesome.
The
whole thing of milk, I had a good Sunday.
That sounds really good. I did not know this, but they have really good chicken salad. Picked up some. Somebody brought some, and it was really good. They had had pecans in it and cranberries and things like that. But it was really good, particularly on a real thin wafer type cracker or the kind of the toast. Here's a couple of breaking stories here. KIV has issued an executive order to freeze early pardons of violent inmates, parole and pardons of violent inmates. So that, you remember we had Daryl Bailey on talking about that and how crazy that was and some of the people that got released. So she has frozen that. So she's obviously gotten the message and took hold of that issue. So I'm really glad for that. The other thing that is out there is that, did you hear that Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, had her DNA test done?
Yeah.
And she had it by an expert from Stanford. Didn't do you and me and
23andMe
and all that.
Yeah.
Which tells you what percentage you are. Went to one and said, basically, you have, if it's 6 generations back, 1/32nd of a Indian background. If it goes 10 generations back, you have 1/512. Now, it's interesting that they said the 1 out of 32 percent.
Oh, but the range, it's not exact. Your range could be 6 generations to 10 generations back.
But the reason,
could be 9.
The reason that they use 6 is legally, for you to say that I am a particular thing, then you have to have 1/32nd in your blood. Anything below that, you're not. But, so, and the biggest thing to tell me that she's running for president is the fact that she did this. And she picked this guy who's a top scientist. Didn't do me and 23 type stuff, which would have told us a percentage, which would have been under, I believe, the 32nd. And then she did an ad that came out today. I tried to find it. I just saw a piece of it, talking about who I am. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Warren. And that tells me she's running for president of the United States. She's also created her own kind of war room, and she's kind of sidestepping DNC type things. She's just going to kind of create her own little operation that's out there. So she seems to be very, very serious. She has a lot of videos out there. She has a lot of folks that are working for her. She's raising a lot of money. She's in an election now, but this should be a cakewalk for her. What do you think would happen with Bernie Sanders supporters if Elizabeth Warren is running without Bernie running? Do you think they would be Elizabeth Warrenites?
Yes, I think Elizabeth Warren has been a vocal proponent of that sort of democratic socialism. She meshes with Bernie's crowd well.
What happens if Bernie runs to the Bernie people?
I think she would take a few people off. This is just all gut, kind of what my gut's telling me. I haven't looked at hard numbers. My guess is she would take a few people from Bernie's camp not, I don't think she would beat him, but I think she would potentially take enough to where maybe a moderate could end up winning the nomination.
Well, Elizabeth Warren in a recent poll only had 8% of the vote. Cory Booker was behind her with 6. Joe Biden was in the lead out there.
And that's what I mean by a moderate, that Biden's going to talk the talk, but he's been up there in D.C. for so long, he's kind of an establishment Democrat, if you want to call it that.
But the person who's ahead of Elizabeth Warren was Kamala Harris.
Mm. And she knows the progressive talk as well. And I think she, you know, I mentioned this the other day. And I, interestingly enough, didn't get much flack for it. I think sex appeal has something to do with it. When you're running for office, and it's, and we're not just talking about women here. If you're a man and you look like Ronald Reagan, you get more votes.
Right.
As opposed to like Ross Perot. Yeah. So, you know,
I think the governor of, the person who's running for governor in Georgia is probably going to lose because of her looks.
Right. And I don't think it helped Hillary, and I think it helps Kamala Harris. Over, say, Elizabeth Warren. And just youth and energy in general. I think Kamala Harris does well. And I think Joe Biden, I don't know. I don't know if Biden actually gets into this thing.
He has a kind of a gentleman's look about him, a distinguished gentleman type feel to him.
I don't know. I think we'll be talking about somebody else potentially come. Well, I mean, it'll be quick in the 2019 after we have these midterm elections. Early in 2019, we will be seeing Democrats having primary debates, which is freaky how
really,
quickly it's
really
going.
Crazy. I think that you may have certainly you're gonna have more than who you're being talked about now, but I think the dynamic is going to be interesting of, does Bernie suck up all of the oxygen for Elizabeth Warren? The other thing is where these people are from is where they started to matter. Delaware only gives you Delaware. California gives you a lot of delegates. Massachusetts gives you a lot of delegates. And New Jersey, if Cory Booker can land that, could give you a bunch of delegates. But then you start fighting over places like New York and Florida and things like that. So this one could be, this is going to be interesting to see how this is going to pan out. I think that Donald Trump just needs a punching bag to run against him, and where you would normally, that would be a bad thing, that's going to be a good thing for him.
Well, and it seems like that you'll see these, the actual divides and fault lines in the Democratic Party come to life in the primary debates, where I think you'll see Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders embrace, say, democratic socialism, embrace that brand. Whereas I think Joe Biden, and I'm not sure about Kamala Harris, because I think she might try to straddle into both camps. But Joe Biden will talk about the traditional Democratic approach to the working class, the working man. But then he'll give a hat tip to, you know, more progressive causes, like he's done in the past, which he did with gay marriage. So he'll run more of that traditional campaign, which might leave room for Biden to attack the Democratic Socialists, saying these two people are too far to the left. And here's why. Which gives Trump even more ammunition.
Let's go to the phones and go to Iva. Iva, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. I've already spoken to Joey. I know I'm changing the subject, but I wonder if you all are aware of any churches or organizations in the area that are taking up things to send down to the beach.
I do not. I do not. I have not heard of any type of drive or anything like that here in the Montgomery area. I tell you, one thing I found is that there are a bunch of people here from Florida.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. I went out on Friday after the show, and I was going to Costco, but I decided to drive through. We have a bunch of hotels at the end of Carmichael. Decided to drive through and to see what the tags were. And it's Florida, 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 Florida,
right.
Florida, Kentucky.
Right. Yeah. My daughter lives on the West Beach, down there on the west, so where she is down at Caroline, and they had lost power, but they got it back, I think, was on Saturday, and she's just headed back down there now. But my other daughter in Prattville went through the tornado in 2007, and they're trying to find, you know, churches some way to donate or whatever, and I'd like, you know, things that people need. So if there are any churches in the area, they just call in and give me that information. I'd appreciate it.
Well, we'll see. Okay, so the shout-out is out there from Iva. If you know of any churches that are taking donations,
right,
or people that are doing it.
Right, or Salvation Army. I don't know if the local Salvation Army would be sending a truck down or anything. But there are a lot of it's really, really bad. Both my daughters have friends that live down there, and one of my youngest daughter's house was just completely gone, and she's going down tonight to take some things and see her. And then the pictures that they have brought, photographs, you know, that they've emailed or whatever, just horrible. I mean, the area when my oldest daughter lived down there years ago, worked with the art center down there, headed up the art, the museum, whatever it was down there, and she said where she lived at the Cove, I don't know if you're familiar with that, it's just gone. Trees are gone, houses are gone.
Yeah, I saw some places at Mexico Beach that I was somewhat familiar with, though I didn't know exactly where I was seeing because everything was just flattened, just gone.
Yeah, well, this is in Panama City, and it's the Visual Arts Center has some damage, but a friend's, that they got in touch with her last night and said they're in their neighborhood. I know the Cove is a real nice area down there right on the, it's like a lagoon, I can't remember now. But anyways, in Panama City, downtown, it's just really bad, bad, bad. And the house is just, you know, roof gone. She's got one of her best friends was down there, and he had two dogs, and he was coming up here till a friend got in touch with him, and he's down in Key West, so he's got a yard for his dogs and things. So it's really bad when you see people sending local pictures. They're crying, and, you know, yes. What do we do? Anyway, I just wanted to put that out. If anybody knows of anything, I'd like to donate some things.
Thank you. The word's out.
Well, and I've just got word that Vaughn Road Church of Christ is accepting donations. Chainsaws, water, anything you think could help down there.
Okay, Vaughn Road.
Church of Christ, yes.
Yeah, these people just have nothing. Everything's gone. All right, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it. Newstalk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. property management source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call property management source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Safety features, design sensibilities, or overall greatness. Brubaker Infiniti has vehicles that stand out in each category. This month, get $5,000 off a 2018 Q60 Coupe. It's a different way of living, not just a different way of driving. The 2018 Q60 Coupe has a subtle but gorgeous shape, top shelf interior, and is quick in a straight line. And with $5,000 off, it's a comfortable fit all around. Next in line is the 2018 QX50 with a 268 horsepower turbocharged engine and well-furnished interior. It's more than just a pretty face. This crossover will fulfill your inherent potential, not to mention your budget, with $5,000 off. And if you want to challenge the limits of your next journey, experience the precisely crafted leather appointments and sophisticated comforts of the 2018 QX80. The luxury, space, and power you'd hope to find in a large SUV is $10,000 less this month at Brubaker Infiniti. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Sale limited to 2018s in stock. Q60 Coupe stock number 18078 only. Discount off MSRP. Does not include tax, tag, title, and dealer fees. Sale ends 10/31/18. See dealer for details.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2 9 2 2 8, that's where we are. Somebody was asking where that location was for dropping off things. Is Bone Road Church of Christ?
Yes.
That's the voting precinct right off Bone Road. The big church there where you turn into Bone Meadows. Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, welcome aboard.
Yeah, I just heard the lady ask where she could give donations. I read an article this morning, and don't ask me where it was. It came up on the computer. And it was an authority, I think it was a police officer or a fire department chief down in that area, said that they don't want donations of material items. They want donations of kind sent to Christian organizations and organizations that are going to help them in the long term. They said that so many people bring down stuff and leave it at fire departments and things like that, and it gets thrown away because they do not have the people to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were the article was pretty adamant about giving money to, you know, like they didn't mention, they said Christian groups, but they didn't, you know, you could tell that they were leading towards Samaritan Purse, things like that, groups that have come down and will stick around for 4 or 5 years because there won't be any reconstruction down there for at least 6 months.
Why is that?
Well, they just can't deal. Well, it's going to take them months just to clean the garbage out of, like, Mexico Beach. I've got a contract at Tyndall to do a little minor thing, and it was put on permanent delay.
What type of work do you do, Dwayne?
I sell handicap lifts and home elevators.
Oh, okay.
And, but it's, that area is just, there won't be anything major going on from Pensacola Beach east. There won't be any major construction going on there for a little while, but just the cleanup is going to be daunting. And I'm doing a job actually right at Alice Beach, and I called that contractor. In fact, I said to him, if your house is damaged, I said, come move in with us.
Oh, right.
You know, your kids can go to our school in the meantime if it's devastated. And he said, no, we're fine. Actually, we're kindred spirits. He's from Vermont, and his family makes maple syrup. And I got a brother who's one of the bigger producers of maple syrup in Vermont, so we're kindred spirits. And but he, you know, he's alluding to that this is just going to be a mess for such a long time. So they're stating, that article is kind of really serious about the financial donations to groups that will be coming in there in the long term. And I know that Samaritan's Purse, you know, they're still going into Mississippi helping people from the flood 2 years ago. And I got a daughter who lives down in that area, and there are still areas down there 2 years later that haven't been taken care of yet. And so they're really kind of emphasizing help donate to the groups that are going to be here in the long term, because this is a very large long-term problem.
Is that a Katrina level?
Somewhere around there. The article spoke specifically about Ivan that hit the western side of the peninsula, mm-hmm. right up there through Baldwin County also. And they spoke about how many truckloads of donated items were literally just taken to the landfill because they didn't have the personnel to deal with, you know, like clothing and food that went bad and stuff like that.
You said that multiple times. Dwayne, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Take care. Let's see how we want to handle this. Catherine Herridge is going to talk about Glenn Simpson, and then we'll get into Jim Jordan after the break. But let's listen in.
We apparently will not be hearing from one of the people behind the now infamous Trump dossier compiled during the 2016 campaign. The head of the organization behind that document is refusing to answer questions from lawmakers next week.
Glenn Simpson will plead the fifth next week rather than testify to Congress. His firm, Fusion GPS, was paid by the DNC and Clinton campaign for its work on the so-called Trump dossier. Simpson's lawyer questioned the House Judiciary Committee's motives, saying the goal of this committee is to discredit and otherwise damage witnesses. Last year, Simpson told another House panel that he first met with Justice Department official Bruce Orr after the 2016 election. That contradicts Orr's emails that show contact months earlier. A review by Fox News of congressional testimony, court records, and other related documents indicates at least five sources brought the dossier to the FBI's attention before and after Election Day. Speaking with Brett Baer earlier this year, former FBI Director James Comey seemed vague about the dossier and what he knew of its political origins.
So who told you about them?
I don't remember. Someone on my senior staff.
Do you remember how they were described?
I remember they briefed me about it, explained that it came from a reliable source.
Other information about Russian hacking was also provided to the FBI by lawyer Michael Sussman, whose firm commissioned the Trump dossier. That revelation was recently confirmed by the FBI's former general counsel, James Baker. A spokesman for Sussman denied any connection to his DNC and Clinton campaign work.
The Senate Oversight Committee Chairman Ron Johnson sent a letter to FBI Director Wray today requesting all documents about Sussman's FBI contact, as well as the memos documenting allegations Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein considered secretly taping the president. Rosenstein, in the same House panel, failed to agree on terms for a Capitol Hill appearance this week.
We're getting closer. Kathy, hang on for me. Coming back to you right after this break.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's spoken to King Salman of Saudi Arabia, who denies any involvement in the disappearance and suspected death of a Saudi journalist who contributed to the Washington Post.
All I can do is report what he told me, and he told me in a very firm way that they had no knowledge of it. He said it very strongly.
Turkish officials say they have evidence Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Today, President Trump is visiting areas of the Florida Panhandle and Georgia slammed last week by Hurricane Michael. One of two suspects now in custody after four men were killed in the town of Taft, Texas over the weekend as two families gathered at a toddler's first birthday party.
Happened at a home in the town of about 3,000 north of Corpus Christi. Police say the shooting stemmed from an argument between the families.
Fox's Jeff Panasso. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast for now, but things will cool down later in the week. For today, look for a good bit of sunshine. Very warm with a high around 86. Risk of some widely scattered showers around by later on this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Overnight low temperature 69. Then tomorrow, as a front moves through the state, scattered showers possible from time to time. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix with more clouds than sun. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not as warm, high 77. Slight chance of showers. And a nice day Thursday. Plenty of sun, high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about.
Kathy has been so patient with us, Joey. Don't you think we ought to go right to her call?
I agree.
Hey, Kathy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Kathy.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question, if I can ask it, about a guest that you had on a couple or 3 weeks ago, the mayor.
Sure.
I just caught the tail end of your show that day, sadly, and it was in reference to something about the RSA, Retirement Systems of Alabama, and I believe y'all must have been talking about something concerning our police force, and I just wanted to ask if you can recall what that meeting, or not that meeting, but that day's topic was about.
Yeah, well, when I was asking why they were losing police officers and they weren't giving them senior pay, and he was that part of the conversation was that they're moving over to the RSA, they're trying to move over to the RSA retirement system, where the Montgomery employees will be part of RSA.
Meaning that they would be putting their monies into retirement systems and things like that, or into retirement accounts?
Correct. Well, it would be just like you were a state employee, but the city would have to pay a little bit more than the state does.
Okay. I had all kinds of things going through my head thinking, what are they talking about? I didn't understand it. And I was hoping that's what it was going to be, because he had said something about maybe January, February, something like that. And so that sounds really nice. I'm glad that, because they deserve so much. They give so much, they deserve so much. And
well, Kathy, here's some additional good news for you. The mayor's going to be back on Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Oh, great, great. I'll be able to listen that day.
That's good.
Yes, it's always good to hear our mayor and also your questions to him. I really appreciate, you know, you're being bold and asking questions and things that we want to ask but don't always get to. So we appreciate it.
He is very good about taking listeners' calls, so if you ever have a question, just call.
I will. Thank you
so much. Why haven't you been able to listen to the show that day?
Well, I have a part-time job, and I work on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I don't know if that was a Thursday. I can't remember.
It was a Wednesday. He's always here on a Wednesday.
Okay, whatever reason, I was busy that day and I was not in my car, so I missed it and just got in and caught the tail end, like I said, and I thought, oh my gosh, what are they talking about? And I actually work at one of the RSA buildings during the week at one of the security desks, and enjoyed my little part-time job so much, and I thought, oh gosh, I hope nothing's about to happen. So anyway.
Kathy, so what, you work at a security desk? At like a checkpoint?
Yes. During the week, during the daytime hours, and I help, you know, get people to where they're going and finding out if they're in the right RSA building, which happens to be one of the biggest problems, is people don't understand how many there are around town within four blocks. So they, you know, most of the time they come to the wrong one, and I'm able to point them to the right RSA building. So it's a fun job.
That's interesting. So you're the person that I empty my pockets to, huh?
Well, I don't work in one of those buildings. Well, really and truly, all you have to do is, you know, go into the buildings and go to the security desk, and people will help you get to where you're going. And if it happens to be one of the secure buildings where you can't go up the elevators without being, you know, notified first, then, you know, they do a little bit more. But I don't work in one of those. I work in an easy one. I work in the union.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot easier.
Kathy, also for your edification, that you can always go back and listen to the podcast, and that podcast would have been September the 19th at 1 o'clock hour.
Great. Thank you for that information. Before I go, could I get in one of the drawings?
No.
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 No?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, Kathy.
All right. Thank you so much. It's 423.
We got it, Kathy. Thank you so much.
All right. Y'all hang in there. We love, love, love listening to y'all every day.
Thank you so much. That's very kind of you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Monday.
Thank you, Dan. If you would put me in the drawing for... Since that was brought up first.
You got it. See, isn't it funny? So we haven't had one yet, have we? This is funny how this goes. Okay, Bill, give me your month and day of birth.
11-8.
Did you get that, Joey?
11-8, all right.
You got it, Bill. You're in. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. I understand that they're trying to get our president to put pressure on Saudi Arabia to find out what has happened with this gentleman from another country. Do we not have a world judicial system or something that would handle that?
I'm not sure if I want that kind of stuff going to The Hague, but... what are you saying, that they should have an investigative team on sovereign property and a consulate to do investigate a murder? I'm not sure if you want to go there.
That's what I'm asking. I'm trying to learn from you, sir.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure that you want to go that route. Now, what has happened, and it just happened, is that a Turkish team just went into the embassy, to the consulate in Turkey, the Saudi consulate in Turkey, to investigate there and see if they see any evidence.
Yes, sir.
And we don't know the outcome of that. I'm going to guess that among that investigative team was a CIA agent from the U.S.
Okay. Yes, sir. I was just, instead of them putting pressure on our president to stir up problems with other countries because he's being pushed, I thought we had some form of judicial system, world judicial system, whatever.
Well, it's called The Hague, but you kind of want to stay away from that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you teaching me. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Also, in this, as I predicted last week, the Crown Prince is going to go, I don't know anything about this. And then I suggested that it was a rogue, that they were going to say it was a rogue person. Hmm. And I think that's still where they're going to go. The question is this one of those deals where they're going to take a, quote, rogue person, and they're going to try him, or they're going to say he confessed, and they immediately cut his head off, and so some poor schmuck gets his head cut off as a sacrificial lamb. Probably somebody had nothing to do with it at all. Like some Saudi citizen that was incarcerated.
I don't know. I have a feeling we're not going to find out the full truth of this.
Oh, Now, the full truth will be speculation.
Yes.
The spoken truth and the truth they want you to believe will be kind of handicapped, if you know what I mean. Let's do this. As we did the Catherine Herridge report, let's listen to Jim Jordan talking about Rosenstein.
I know you have a big week ahead in terms of testimonies. You've got Glenn Simpson was expected on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, James Baker. Friday, Nellie Orr. Let's talk first about Rod Rosenstein. He was supposed to meet with Congress. What happened?
He didn't show up. Look, when you're the guy who in reality is running the Justice Department and the chairman of the committee that has jurisdiction over your agency ask you to come, you are obligated to come, and you are obligated to come and testify under oath. He didn't do that. So if it takes a subpoena, that's exactly what should happen. We need him to answer questions about all kinds of issues associated with the Trump-Russia investigation, but specifically the statement that's alleged that he said, where he talked about actually recording the commander-in-chief of our great country, and he talked about the 25th Amendment. That's specifically what I want to ask him about.
So he specifically wants to ask him about that, and Jim Jordan is... It's been a little bulldog in this thing. I really don't want to see Gowdy on this, because Gowdy is going to be the inquisitor if they do this as a closed-door session. So Jim Jordan's going to comment more on Rosenstein here.
Now he said that he was saying it sarcastically, that it was a joke. But since he said that he didn't really mean that in a serious way, we've heard from a number of people. Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal did an op-ed on this well. You've got John Solomon from The Hill. And in John Solomon's op-ed, which was posted last week, he writes this, that basically this was the plan. He joined me last week on Fox Business Network on the morning program, Mornings with Maria. Here's what he told us.
There are three separate FBI agents, McCabe, Lisa Page, and James Baker, the former FBI counsel, all who say this was a serious plot. This was not a joke. There was a real discussion in May, right after Comey was fired, about possibly taking out the president by recording him and then going to the cabinet, invoking the 25th Amendment. Just think how extraordinary that is. That's a political solution, and you've got the Justice Department and FBI, who are not supposed to be involved in politics, having the discussion. Joke or no joke, it's a serious matter, and it's a sort of an infringement of what the Justice Department and the FBI are supposed to do. I would expect Chairman Gowdy and lawmakers like Mark Meadows, Jim Jordan, possibly to issue a subpoena to force this issue with Rosenstein as early as today or early next week. I think that's a second thing to watch in addition to the contempt filing that we should see.
Congressman, your take.
No, exactly. He's got to come in and answer questions. Who else may have been in that room? I will tell you this, Maria. When Jim Baker was in his deposition 2 weeks ago and was asked about this, he was as serious as you could be in describing what he understood took place in that meeting between Andrew McCabe and Rod Rosenstein, where Mr. Rosenstein talked about actually recording the President of the United States. So he needs to come in and answer our questions. And like I said, if it takes a subpoena, that's exactly what should be issued.
Okay. I like that. Now, I'm not sure if Rosenstein is going to show up because of what we feel is happening, and that is that Rosenstein is a part, and we're going to kind of get this out of another piece of the conversation, particularly with Jonathan Turley. If Rosenstein was a part of this and there in versus a key witness, he would have probably had to recuse himself out of the Mueller operation, being in charge of it. I think what he is he's cooperating and wanting the IG's report to get this thing out there, and they're just waiting to get to the bottom of it. Now, Jim Baker, the former chief attorney for the FBI, is singing a lot, and he is going to be coming forward this week.
You were in the deposition with James Baker, the first one, and you're going to be with him this upcoming Thursday. What do you want to get from James Baker this week?
First of all, remember who this is. This is the FBI chief counsel. All kinds of things flow through him. So when he says that he believed Rod Rosenstein was serious about this alleged statement about recording the president, you got to take that with the weight that it comes with, because it's the FBI chief counsel. So we're going to ask him more about that. Our previous deposition was cut off early. We ran out of time, so we need him back in there, where we're going to ask more about that specific meeting that took place, and then his conversations with people who were in that meeting, how those went, and who all he talked to. So all those things need to be asked.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you've spoken with him already, and then we know that he also met with the lawyer from the Democratic National Committee, Mr. Sussman. So tell us why that's important.
Well, you now have so many different people communicating information to the FBI about the Russia investigation. Remember, you had Nellie Orr, who we're going to interview later this week. Nellie Orr's husband, who's a top official of the DOJ, was getting information that he was passing on to the FBI. You had Glenn Simpson and actually Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote the dossier, passing information directly to the FBI. And now we know that the chief lawyer for Perkins Coie, who represented the Democrat National Committee, is giving information to the FBI chief counsel as well. So all these sources giving information to the FBI, I think it was this idea that if the more people you have talking about the big lie, which was the dossier, the more apt people are to believe it. And that's exactly the technique and the methods they were trying to use to get people to buy into this dossier that was actually used to go spy on the other party's campaign.
News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show final segment coming up right after this.
Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is calling. It'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
there. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's carry on with Jim Jordan, because I got stuff I want to get to, so I don't throw it away here.
But what must be said here are the people that were giving the information to the FBI were all working for the opposition, Hillary Clinton.
Bruce Orr's wife was working for the opposition. Glenn Simpson was certainly working for the opposition. And Michael Zussman, the lawyer, Perkins Coie, was the key lawyer for the Democrat National Committee and the Clinton campaign. So that's exactly right. And yet, the document that was put together, this dossier, was what was used to go to the secret court to get a warrant to go spy on the other campaign. Well, that is never supposed to happen in this country, but it did.
But the other thing is that Rod Rosenstein okayed the final FISA warrant. I mean, that FISA warrant to spy on Carter Page was re-upped 3 times, and the final one was given the green light by Rod Rosenstein. So is he a witness?
Exactly right. I mean, there's all kinds of conflicts here. We now know the story that Mr. McCabe and Mr. Rosenstein have been in conflict and arguing about who should be recused. I think actually they're both right. Both of them should be recused from overseeing anything to do with the Mueller investigation.
Let me ask you about the conflicts that we're seeing between what you've heard from Andrew McCabe, who now has been referred criminal for criminal charges, and Rod Rosenstein, because apparently there are conflicts in what the two say.
No, there are. Exactly. And I, like I said, I think both of them should be shouldn't be overseeing the Mueller investigation, because McCabe had the conflict when his wife was running for office. And, of course, Rosenstein wrote the memo that was given to the president that became the justification for firing James Comey. And one of the things Mueller is looking into is potential obstruction of justice in the firing of James Comey. So exactly right. I think they both should not be involved. Neither should be involved. Of course, Andy McCabe isn't right now because he's been fired.
He has been fired. And so you got Dem involvement, you have Andrew McCabe in trouble, and now let's try to pick this up with the firing of Rosenstein. Does he think it should be fired, and then the docs, and then the Russia investigation?
The president has said he's not going to fire Rod Rosenstein at this point. Given what you know, should he actually step down?
Well, I mean, look, I've not been a big fan of Mr. Rosenstein. The fact is, we've asked for the McCabe memos. There's been a subpoena for those. We haven't got those. We have asked to see the document that Mr. Rosenstein wrote on August 2nd, 2017, which altered the scope of the investigation that Mr. Mueller is doing. We haven't been able to see that. We've asked for specific portions of the FISA. We haven't been able to see that. We've asked for the 302s, that Bruce Orr's 302s, when he had conversations with the FBI detailing what he said to Glenn Simpson and Chris Steele. We haven't seen that. And John Huber, the guy who was put in charge of the U.S. attorney to look into all this, we've not had one report from him over the last 6 months since he's been on the job. So take all that and then add into the fact that Rod Rosenstein was a no-show this week and Glenn Simpson's taking the fifth on Tuesday. That is the thing that frustrates me and, more importantly, frustrates you and the media and those people across this great country who want to know exactly what happened.
But you just rattled off a couple of things that need to be public. Will the president declassify these documents so that the American people can understand how they put together this narrative that Donald Trump had anything to do with Russia meddling in the U.S. election?
Let's hope so. I mean, a few weeks ago, the president initially said that he was going to declassify them. He altered that and said that he would now run it through the Inspector General Michael Horowitz. I hope that happens as soon as possible. I do think at some point we're going to get this information. We need to, because again, we got to get answers to these important questions that that go to the heart of this idea that it's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. It's supposed to be the rule of law, and I don't think that was followed in how the FBI started and launched and ran this this investigation into the president and to Russia.
Okay, I have very little time here. A couple of things, Jack Ingram, signature used car sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, the entire gang there, because buying a used car could be very tricky, but not Jack Ingram, signature used car. Hillary Clinton did an interview. Let's listen in.
Hillary Clinton says her husband absolutely should not have resigned following the Monica Lewinsky scandal. In an interview for CBS Sunday Morning, the former First Lady and presidential candidate spoke with Tony DeCoppel about the record number of women running for office in 2018. She was also asked about her husband's conduct while president.
There are people who look at the incidents of the 90s and they say a president of the United States cannot have a consensual relationship with an intern. The power imbalance is too great.
Who was an adult. But let me ask you this. Where's the investigation of the current incumbent, against whom numerous allegations have been made, and which he dismisses, denies, and ridicules? So there was an investigation, and it, as I believe, came out in the right place.
Tony DeCoppel is here with more from that interview.
It was a wide-ranging conversation. This is about an hour-long conversation. And, you know, Hillary Clinton knows more than perhaps anyone about what it's like to be a woman in politics. She's a two-time presidential candidate, and she became, in 2016, the first woman to win a major party's nomination. We sat down to talk about sexism, politics, and why this year's crop of female candidates may still feel like they're running uphill.
What warnings do you have as we reach crunch time in the 2018 campaign for the women who are out there running?
You just have to be yourself. Come hell or high water, you just have to be yourself. And
say more about the hell part.
Yeah, no, sometimes it is so apparent that you are being judged on your hair, your clothes, all of that. And, you know, you look over at the males running and, you know, they're no fashion icons, but nobody is saying, I'm not voting for him because he didn't comb his hair. I'm not voting for him because, you know, his suit is rumpled.
Full of crap. Oh, she's so full of crap. What's the one lesson? The first time there was a debate on television was Nixon and JFK, and everybody listening on radio thought Nixon handled it. But because JFK wasn't sweating, he didn't look angry, it was all about
JFK was handsome.
Yes, JFK was handsome. Same with Reagan.
But the thing is, saying that, you know, where's the investigation into Trump? Trump didn't lie in a deposition, number one. Number two, he had an affair while in the White House as the President of the United States. We know nothing like that with Donald Trump. Nothing like that. Get a life, Hillary. Get a life. Joe, I want to thank you for a great show.
Oh, wonderful show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Vidal, the great. He's next. Adios.